WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is converting the sentences of 37 people on federal death row to life in prison. The conversion does not include those found guilty of hate-motivated mass shootings, including the synagogue shooter in Pittsburgh and the Emmanuel AME church shooting suspect in Charleston, South Carolina. The Boston Marathon bomber also exempt. Court date today for Luigi Mangione, the man accused of shooting and killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson earlier this month. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
It's the beginning of a long process for him. The accused insurance executive killer is going to appear in a New York courtroom for a second time today, this time facing state charges that accuse him of acting like a terrorist. The state and federal prosecutions are expected to unfold simultaneously.
More than 100 million Americans are taking to the roads and the skies, and a fast-moving winter storm could be ready to throw travel plans into chaos as we head into holiday week. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. Protect kids, not guns, was the message Friday morning as dozens of students from Madison and Madison area high schools converged on the state capitol to call on lawmakers to enact solutions to gun violence and mental health access. The demonstration came after the deadly shooting at Madison's Abundant Life Christian School. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes has been picked as Seattle's next police chief. Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell's office announced Barnes' nomination Friday. Barnes became Madison's chief in 2021. His selection for the Seattle job comes while Barnes remains in the national spotlight following the Abundant Life school shooting. And a law that bans most public unions in Wisconsin will remain in effect for now. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost announced last week he would put a temporary hold on his ruling that Wisconsin Act 10 is unconstitutional while he considers if it should be fully stayed during the appeals process.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy today with light snow and freezing drizzle. Roads and surfaces are going to be very slippery today, so take it easy. 35 will be our high this afternoon. Tonight, 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 32. Christmas Day, it'll be cloudy with a high of 35. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Happy Monday morning, 7:04 a.m. Dave Grant joining you with Nina, 99 Red Balloons on Max FM.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn, to one by one they were gone. Back at base, boxing the software, the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky, 99 red balloons go by.
We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:12 on Monday morning. Cindy Lauper. Girls just want to have fun. Hey, us guys want to have fun as well. It is Monday after all, and it is a short work week for some because, you know, we're 2 days away from a holiday coming up. So, yeah, Christmas is sneaking up on us early. We're going to take a look at our weather forecast because this is something that we do need to talk about this morning, and we want everyone to be aware of. It's kind of been a moving target, I'm going to put it bluntly, because I've been watching this since yesterday afternoon. We have an updated winter weather advisory for the Max FM listening area today. For Sauk, Iowa, and Dane counties, we have a winter weather advisory that goes in effect from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. The winter weather advisory for Columbia and Marquette counties is from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Some freezing drizzle is expected later this morning into the afternoon, maybe a light glaze of ice accumulations, and this is going to impact portions of south central and southeast Wisconsin. Again, this goes from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. or 6 p.m., depending on where you're at. and this will impact roads, especially bridges and overpasses will likely become a little bit hazardous and slick, and very slippery sidewalks, roads, and untreated areas. So you want to be aware of this. This is going to be a little bit later this morning. It took a little bit of a drier trend to start the morning. I've been outside this morning. So far, nothing is going on in the area. So be aware of that. And we do not have any closings, cancellations, or postponements at this point because most kids are off school because, Emily, we're 2 days away from Christmas. How are you doing?
Dave, it's so nice to hear your voice. I am doing better, finally. My goodness. But on a more important note, that was a crazy weather forecast. You're the bearer of bad news today. Like that.
Yeah.
It's a hard one to deliver, man.
Yeah, you know, it's not something I was real excited about because I know some people start traveling today. And we put this information out last night on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page because we know people are traveling. We do monitor this throughout the weekend. And both myself and Wendy work Sunday afternoon and evening here. So we kind of keep tabs on, but it started taking a drier trend earlier this morning. So if you do need to travel, now is the time to get on the move. Or if you have stuff you need to do, right now is the time to go do that. But you want to be aware of this because it's going to be right at the Sauk Columbia County line is what it's looking like at this point where we're going to see that freezing rain. So yeah, it's one of those things that does happen this time of year. Now the good news is by the end of the week, it's warming up. We're talking highs in the 40s by the weekend.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And all these kids that are off school are going to be happy to hear that. You know, everybody likes some snow and we got our snow and it's beautiful outside. Now we get our my least favorite two-word combination, freezing and rain, together, which is no fun. But then we're going to have some warmer temps. It's really nice to hear for break because kids, I mean, everybody likes to play in the snow, but everybody also likes to be able to go outside and be safe and feel good. So that's nice news. So thanks for that. Thanks for rounding it out with the good news, Dave.
Yeah, exactly. So Thursday's going to be the best day if you want to get out and play in that snow, because we're going to see it melt towards the weekend. By the weekend, we're looking at some rain chances. We're talking highs of 47 by Saturday. So get the shorts out, right, Emily?
I know you will. You love to wear shorts when you're not supposed to. So.
Yep, exactly.
Aww, now I can it's nice wear to them. Hear your voice.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. I know you were a little bit under the weather, and we kind of let our listeners know that you wouldn't be with us towards the middle end of last week because you were under the weather. So you are feeling better now, though, right?
Am feeling better. Yep. And just a word to the wise, you know, it takes a lot to take me down. So there's some stuff going around. So just, you know, stock up on your echinacea tea, stock up on your Airborne or whatever the things you use to boost your immune system, eat oranges, all that stuff. Cause there's stuff going around and you sure don't want to get what I had cause it was not pretty. And it's still not gone. So that's the thing. It's a hanger on her and that's not a fun one. So what it did though, Dave, is it really affected my ability to talk. And so as you and I know, as we were texting, it's kind of ironic for like the incessant and compulsive chatterboxes that we are to get something that makes us talk. It really threw me for a loop. I did a lot of listening this week and it was actually quite nice because we had a lot of get-togethers this weekend here with my family because I am traveling over the holidays. So we kind of pushed everything early. And so I had a full-on holiday Christmas weekend and I did a lot of listening and it was really nice. So I guess, you know, these things, you got to look at the silver lining. It did make me put me in a position that I got to hear a lot of people share their things without kind of, you know, being the chatterbox that I am and stepping into the conversation and just sitting back and listening. It was real nice. So I'm trying to look at the positives and it wasn't great, but you know, I'm back and I missed you all and I missed you, Dave, and it's nice to hear your voice and it's nice to be back on the radio. So sorry about that absence, but I was thinking of everyone. So I hope your weekend was lovely. I got a report of the market on Saturday at our Great Day building. It was just amazing. It was full. It was busy. There was so many people there. So people in Baraboo are just, you know, they're such supporters of small businesses and they are just such little amazing shoppers and just people that are out and doing the stuff. So anyways, thanks for everyone's support on that one. That was a huge success.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I know it was very busy. Heard some people that were in and out of there over the Saturday. So I'm glad that was a success. A lot of different vendors there. They'll be back in January as well. And, you know, it was a very nice weekend to get out and about. We had the horse-drawn wagon rides wrap up this weekend in downtown Baraboo. Wendy and I got a chance to go over and see White Christmas at the El Ringling Theater yesterday. We've been wanting to do that for years, and it was amazing.
That's great. That's great. I love that you guys are doing the date nights or doing the date days, or, you know, just make it. It's really great to be intentional and get out with your people, because it's easy to let things kind of get lost in the bustle, and then all of a sudden things just kind of blur by you. So you got to make those dates, right?
You do. And that was a nice part about it. We actually were out shopping yesterday, and it was very interesting because we were in a couple of different places yesterday. And for me, I always was one of those people I could usually go through and maybe see a person or so I knew from work. Ran into a lot of people yesterday. It was kind of neat because a lot of people now know me from doing this job and some of our listeners. And one of the first questions that came out of most people's mouths were, is how is Emily doing? And so that was so nice that our listeners have that concern and are part of our lives. We appreciate that so much. And we thank our listeners for caring about us, because we do truly appreciate each and every one of our listeners and thank them for that concern. And so that was something I want to make sure I passed along.
Thank you. Yes, thanks to all of you out there who were thinking of me. And as Dave knows, as I was silently being a chatterbox via texting, I was saying how much I... That was the only way to do it. I still was blowing up Dave's inbox with my... Yep. But yeah, I did miss, you know, miss reaching out to all of you. So thank you for thinking of me. And like I said in the one text, you know, I hate not being able to do the work that I love. So it's really nice to be back and leading into this, you know, all the heavy and big, amazing feelings that the holidays bring leading into that. I'm glad I got to be here with you all on this 2 days before Christmas.
Oh my goodness. It's cruising by. And so you're here today, but you are out tomorrow, but you'll be back with us traveling. On Thursday is the plan. So that is currently Emily will be back Thursday. So we have a substitute filling in for you tomorrow. And so she'll be keeping me in line as well. So, and I know she's somewhere.
She's going to knock your socks off. Everybody just, you know, you can might as well just like turn me and Dave down. Cause you know, she's just going to take it away and they're going to be like, you guys are out. She's in, forget it.
she does a great job. And so we always have people asking when she's going to do it. So she is going to do it again tomorrow. And we do have some interesting conversations that happen, and we do have a lot of fun with it. And so, yeah, we're glad to be out and about. And one thing I do want to remind people, today is your last chance to text. And if you want one of those Christmas cards, we are not probably going to get it to you before Christmas at this point, but you can text in Christmas card to 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app to get that Max FM Christmas card with Emily and I on the front of it. So this is your last chance, and we won't get it out before Christmas. But if you want one of those, we do have some left. And I'll have a few with me as I'm out and about, and I'll make sure if someone does ask, feel free to ask me for one if you see me, because I usually have them in the vehicle. So, and I'll have them over at the
Dave lives out of his car, by the way, everyone. Just kidding. He does. It's a half-life in the car. He does have everything he needs, including the dog at times. He's good out of the car. So if you see him, he's probably got anything you need. Just ask him. He might have it in the car.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I did clean it up a little bit because you can actually get a passenger in there now, which was probably good because I'm guilty of that. I mean, I have stuff that's in there. And yeah, I've had the dog with me. The kind of the neat part that you mentioned is, and I know you miss this because I actually had the dog in my new office with me last week. And so he was in there enjoying the new location and exploring it. And he did get to meet one person downstairs, and then he got to go upstairs, and the office neighbors right across or behind us happened to see him come in with me, and he was in their break room, and within a minute of being in there, he found their cookies.
Oh, geez.
And it was funny because the one lady said
they probably loved it.
They did. And the one lady's like, oh, he didn't jump on me. I'm like, yeah, I'm very surprised by that. And the next thing I look over, he's over guy's paws on the car next to the lady doing the dishes in the sink, and I'm like, yeah, he's helping. But he found the cookies, and so, yeah, he loved it. And it's so great that he got a chance to do that. And we just got a text message from Chris. He got one of our Christmas cards. So thank you, Chris, for the text message. We're glad to hear you got your Max FM card. So, yeah, they turned out neat. And so,
cute. And, you know, the messaging, the messaging is, you know, it's applicable for the whole season and the whole year. So still text in to get one because it's not, I mean, sure, it's Christmas Eve. You might not get it right by Christmas, but you know, you might get it by the new year. And it's really because the messaging is just about how much we love you guys. It's all good.
It
so
is.
Still get a text in through the Civic Media app. If you've got that, go ahead and text in Christmas card and your full name and address. And we'd sure love to get you a card. I do know some people in my circles that have received them and they get a good giggle out of it and they appreciated it. So we appreciate you. So yeah, text in and we can show you that through the U.S. Postal Service. We can give you a little message there. So we're not just on the radio. We're in the mail.
No, we're in the flash real people. And so... Yes, and I had someone else text me and ask where her Christmas card is at. So if she texted in her name and address, she should receive one. And if you haven't, reply back and let me know, because I literally have one with me in my studio. You can stop by and pick one up. So I'll hook you up with it. So I'll even autograph it if you stop by and pick it up. So I've got it with me. So, yeah. All right. So, Emily, what we're going to do is you'll be back with me at 7:40. We're going to talk about celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. And we have a little bit different list because some of the stuff we normally use, those people are off this week and next week. We're still here. We're not going anywhere. The only date we won't be here is Christmas and New Year's Day. So you'll be back with me at 7:40 for birthdays and anniversaries.
Sounds like a plan.
It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Hi, this is Jess of the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. And this year, give the gift of endless options at everyone's favorite buffet. For a limited time only, when you purchase $50 in gift cards, you also will get a $10 bonus coupon to use back at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch for a future visit. Plus, for every $50 gift card sold, we will feed a family in need a pizza pack here in the Reedsburg area. So come on in and purchase those gift cards here at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Happy holidays from Hales Legal Services, LLC of Baraboo. They are wishing you a wonderful holiday season filled with memorable family time, delicious food, and celebrations, along with a safe and prosperous new year. Happy holidays from Hales Legal Services, LLC.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
I couldn't ask for another. No, I couldn't ask. delicious. Oh, malicious, just lovely and delicious.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, 7:30 on Monday morning of a short week. You have two shopping days till Christmas. It is December 23rd, and if you're looking to find something quick, something you don't even have to leave your home or office for, go to MaxFMBigDeals.com, shop local, and save big. You can click the instant deals on the left side. So again, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Click Instant Deals. These are deals that are instantly redeemable on your mobile device, and you'll get that certificate sent to you, so you don't have to wait for it to come to you in the mail. You will have it in time for Christmas. This includes a $50 certificate to the Disorderly Conduct Rage Room, just $30. A $25 certificate to Baraboo Music, just $15. A $30 certificate for one admission to the Elusive Escape Rooms in Wisconsin Dells, just $21. A $500 certificate towards a mini photo shoot at the Purple Lotus Studio, just $350. A $25 certificate to the Amberlux Consignment Boutique, just $17. A $24 family four-pack admission to the Baraboo Children's Museum, just $15. And a $25 one-hour shooting range certificate at Des Tactical Arms, just $17. Go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Click Instant Deals to have these delivered to your inbox immediately. Shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. The morning show is going to continue on with Emily at 7:40. We're going to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. If you are celebrating or know someone that is, text those in to us now, 608-355-9970, and we'll get those on the air at 7:40 this morning. It's more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Green Bay Packers look to wrap up a spot in the NFC playoffs when they host the Saints tonight at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers enter as 2-touchdown favorites over a New Orleans team that was eliminated from the postseason yesterday when Atlanta knocked off the Giants. Lions and Vikings both improved to 13-2 with wins yesterday. Minnesota beat Seattle 27-24, and the Lions cruised to a 34-17 win over the Bears. College football playoff quarterfinals are set. Notre Dame will take on Georgia in the New Year's Day Sugar Bowl. Penn State will face Boise State in the New Year's Eve Fiesta Bowl. Ohio State will take on Oregon in the January 1st Rose Bowl, and Texas will meet Arizona State in the New Year's Day Peach Bowl. College basketball yesterday, Wisconsin knocked off Detroit Mercy 76-53. Nolan Winter, 18 points and 11 rebounds to lead the way. Bucks have one more game heading into the holiday break. They will play tonight in Chicago against the Bulls. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy today with light snow and freezing drizzle. Roads and surfaces are going to be very slippery today, so take it easy. 35 will be our high this afternoon. Tonight, 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 32. Christmas Day, it'll be cloudy with a high of 35. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:34 on Monday morning. A flock of seagulls. I ran so far away. Who am I kidding? I'm not running anywhere. Flock of seagulls on Max FM.
More
99.7 Max FM.
Well, she moved down here at the age of 18.
was away was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. With Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel something creeping in and I'm tired of this town up. Tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Tired of this town standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town
again. Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 97 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you, 7:42 on Monday morning. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast because we do have a little bit of precipitation that's going to be heading into the Max FM listening area. We do have the winter weather advisory. This is going to be in effect from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for Sauk County and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. for Columbia County. So we want everyone to be aware of that. We expect this precipitation to start later in the morning into the early afternoon, and we expect some freezing drizzle, maybe a light glaze of ice. This is going to impact south central and southeast Wisconsin. And again, roads and especially bridges and overpasses will likely become slick and hazardous. Very slippery on sidewalk roads and bridges are possible, especially on roads that are not treated. So please be aware of this. Allow extra time to get where you need to go, Emily.
Yes, exactly. Just, you know, planning ahead is really what it's all about, right? And just be careful. This year and every year around the holidays, it's just really important time to be in the present and get where you're going and be with the people you want to be with. So plan ahead a little bit today if you're out and about needing to be places, because it's going to take you a little bit longer and you're going to want to drive a little slower. So put those two things together, give yourself, I don't know, an extra 20 minutes, right? Like that's easy. You can do that. And then you can take a breath and not feel like you're rushed and then be safe.
Yeah, you don't want to feel rushed, and it's one of those that if you allow that extra time, it will go much better, and you have time to prepare for it. That's a nice part about it. We do have all this information on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. And just a reminder, if you do have a closing, cancellation, or delay, you can text those into us, 608-355-9970, or use the free Civic Media app. You can also call the studio line at 608-355-9970. I do have that phone nearby as well, and so we will keep things up to date as we know them throughout the day. We will monitor this all day long. Also, as a reminder, if you do live in the city of Baraboo, garbage collection will be delayed starting on Wednesday. So if Wednesday, Christmas Day, is your normal collection date, that'll be picked up on Thursday. If your collection day is normally Thursday, that'll be picked up on Friday. And if your garbage collection is normally Friday the 27th, that'll be picked up on Saturday the 28th. That also applies next week for the New Year's holiday. So delayed by one day in the city of Baraboo. We'll get something up on our social media page and go to the city of Baraboo's Facebook page for more information. And this week is garbage only for anyone that's going to ask me that. So garbage only this week. Garbage and recycling next week. And you may ask why I know that. We have to keep track of that here at home.
That's one of those worlds where businesses and personal cross for you. You're like, I know because I'm a resident. I know what's happening. I got to keep track of it at home. So here's the report. This is about planning ahead. No recycling this week. Just
exactly.
Out for next week. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Even though this might be a week you have extra recycling because you've had, you know, hosting duties and whatnot, you might have a little extra, but it's okay. We can wait a week, you know, just plan for next week and that's all right. But thank you for that reminder because, you know, we like to have fun here on the radio in the morning show, but we also do like to be, you know, the messengers of the things that you all need to know for your daily lives. So thank you for that, Dave. We do rely on you for that. I rely on you for that. I mean, I just get to come on here and talk. Dave has all the real important stuff going on. So
right.
We do appreciate that. And, you know, it is those little things in life make a difference, right? Like little things like, you know, the weather changes how long it's going to take to get places, or when do you put your recycling out on the holidays? You know, these things are, or your garbage, these things are important. So thank you for that note. I'm sure all of our listeners, as well as I, appreciate that.
You betcha. We just want to keep everyone up to date with what's going on. So, all right, we're going to take a look at celebrity birthdays. As a reminder, if you are celebrating your birthday or anniversary today, or know someone that is, please text those in to us via the free Civic Media app or 608-355-9970. And we have a little bit different list because our normal people that help with all this are off for the next 2 weeks. So we'll do our best. But today is Sailor Waldrop's birthday. Teenage reality star who is admired by everyone is probably going some places. Also,
yeah, there's some fun ones on here. Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry. Who do you see on the list, Emily?
Losing the list. Well, there's a lot of like YouTuber and people like that I'm sorry, but I'm just not familiar with them. That does not mean
right.
They're not incredible and amazing people doing the thing out there in this world of This Is How You Get Famous. Elena Cupcake Surprise Toys birthday. So happy birthday to Elena. She's a creative YouTuber building her success by being authentic and creative. So you know what? Authentic and creative. Hands down. You go, girl.
Yeah.
Get it done. But this one, this is a real person. Sorry. But this is someone at least I've gotten to learn about by way of non-internet fame. Finn Wolfhard. He played Michael on Stranger Things, or Mike. And just, he's a fantastic actor. Just great. It's kind of like you got to watch them grow up, like in the old school sitcoms, you know, back in the 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. You kind of got to watch them grow up. They're watching Stranger Things. And he's just great. I mean, he doesn't lose his charm when he gets into his teenage, like, gangly awkward phase, and just he's a great actor. I appreciate him a lot. So Finn Wolfhard, happy birthday to you. And then this is another real one out there. I'm sorry, that's rude. Okay, Eddie Vedder, yo, December 23rd. Happy birthday, Eddie Vedder. I got to see him at Lollapalooza, one of the first ones, and he climbed up the trellis on the stage that they built, jumped off of it, and ran up the aisle through the crowd, and I got to reach out and touch his arm as he ran by. So that's one of my claim to fame. So Eddie Vedder and I were, you know, in close contact. So I feel
and
very important because of that.
Order.
So anyway, he's an amazing, amazing musician. So happy birthday, Eddie Vedder. Okay. And then another one I've got, and this one's a past, but I don't care. I got to just say it. Corey Haim. Boy, I had a lot of posters of you on my wall. Happy birthday. He's a, you know, a late actor, obviously, mm-hmm. as we know. But he was in a lot of incredible movies. He two Coreys, one of them we still have, but boy, I sure crushed on him. So happy birthday to the late Corey Haim.
And let's see, we had Holly Madison's birthdays today. She's best known as one of Hugh Hefner's former girlfriends. So, yeah. Danielle Busby's birthday. She's a phenomenal mother to her six beautiful children. Let's see, who else do we have? Amy Rose, she's an Australian YouTube star. I'm not even going down that one. I'm not sure about who that is. And then another YouTuber.
Again, we've got a lot of like reality TV YouTube stuff here, which, you know, this is an 80s and 90s show. Like, that's why we get to like tread carefully around this, because we're just like, that's after our time. But Madam C.J. Walker's birthday, this African-American millionaire, paved the way for past, present, and future entrepreneurs in the community. This is a historical figure that we should celebrate, although we don't like to talk about so much the ones that are in the past. This one is important for many African-American females to find their entrepreneurship and inspiration all around. So happy birthday, Madam C.J. Walker.
Yeah, one of those very important birthdays, in my opinion. And so, and what we will do is tomorrow we will celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. We're going to do the December 24th and December 25th birthdays and anniversaries tomorrow. So if you know someone that's celebrating tomorrow, you can text us in now. We'll get those into the calendar for tomorrow. And then we'll resume the normal December 26 ones on Thursday, because we're not here on Christmas Day. And Mr. Corey Hartman and I are going to work on some special holiday programming for Christmas Day. That's on the agenda of things to do today. We don't wait till the last minute at all to do things.
Oh, gosh, no. It's live radio. Why would you plan ahead? I mean, even if it's not live radio, it's still live radio. So, you know, we just... That's part of the fun of this job. You kind of fly by the seat of your pants, and we all love that kind of energy. So that's what you get. So there's going to be some fun stuff.
Because we're not here on Wednesday. That's the only day we're not here, because I know I've had people ask. And we actually are going to have a basketball doubleheader here on Friday starting at 3:30 p.m. So we have two basketball games on Friday, and I just want to quick plug that one, because that is going to be a fun day of basketball. So we have Baraboo Girls versus Lodi at 3:30 p.m., and then Baraboo Boys versus Lodi at 7 p.m. So we're doing a doubleheader on Friday, so everyone is aware of that. That's a little bit different than what we do normally, so we're looking forward to that as well. So it's going to be fun. We have Ben Bromley planning that out.
Oh, good old Ben. He is a planner. That guy, he doesn't fly by the seat of his pants as much, but he is, you know, he's in the theater game, so you got to plan a little better for that. You can't just turn on the on switch and go for it. You got to practice your lines, and you've got to be ready, know your stage cues and all that stuff. No, Ben, things. He is very creative, and he's responsible for a lot. We really appreciate Ben.
Yes, we do. And so, Emily, you'll be back at 8:10. We're going to talk about our pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society.
That's my favorite. Okay, I can't wait.
All right, I can't wait either. It's more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Did you know cases of preventable diseases, including measles and whooping cough, are spreading in Wisconsin? Cases of whooping cough are 5 times higher than last year. Get vaccinated to protect yourself, your family, and your community. Vaccines are safe. Vaccines are effective. And vaccines are essential. Talk to an SSM health provider or pharmacist today and make sure your family is up to date. Visit SSMHealth.com to learn more.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, The Dells, and Reedsburg.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer.
Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
Close my eyes. little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. And you say, baby, I ain't got enough gas. Oh yeah, leaving COVID. Maybe I'm much too fast. Yes, you are. Leaving COVID. You need to find a love that's gonna last. Oh, oh. I'm gonna try to tame you, little red love machine.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than a month to go before he leaves office, President Biden has commuted the sentences of 37 inmates on federal death row. They will now face life in prison without the possibility of parole, says ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
As a devout Catholic, President Biden believes that the death penalty should only be used in cases of terrorism and hate-motivated mass murder. And the White House is signaling that there could be more clemency to come in the few weeks that President Biden has left.
Luigi Mangione facing criminal charges, but he's also facing federal charges in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione will